This is Susan Bieber, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Mike St-Pierre. He is the founder and CEO of Hyperlite Mountain Gear, one of the four winners of the Telluride Venture Accelerator's inaugural campaign. Hyperlite Mountain Gear, designed and manufactured, by the way, all manufacturing is in the U.S., and supplies, and that's globally. Ultralight weight, cutting edge outdoor gear. I'm speaking with Mike about the evolution of his company and his ongoing Telluride experience. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. So where did you grow up, and at what point in your life did your interest in the outdoors develop?
Born and raised in Pennsylvania. I've had a strong connection, family ties, to Maine. My interest in the outdoors started at a very early age. Probably with my father, who was a scoutmaster, and introduced me to the outdoors. From there, began backpacking at the age of about 16, and kind of, you know, that was my first experiences in the outdoors.
Wonderful. Your career has certainly not followed the straight and narrow. You've been a fisherman, a sound technician with a major rock group, and a chef. Was that by accident or by design, or were you simply working mainly to support a Jones for outdoor adventure?
I mean, about outdoor adventuring has always been an underlying thread in my life. But as far as the career paths I've chosen, I follow passions all my life. I've kind of always felt that if you follow passions and work in things that you're passionate about, it doesn't seem like work so much, and just makes the day-to-day jobs a little easier.
Wonderful, wonderful. So when did your preoccupation with less is more become an obsession that led to the evolution and development of Hyperlite Mountain Gear?
I'd say it was about 5 years ago, and this was based probably to my ties in Maine. Maine is the Appalachian Trail runs through Maine, and usually by the time through hikers get to Maine, they have really dialed in what they need to basically complete a, you know, over 2,000-mile trail. Because of that, and having a lot of friends that have hiked in the Appalachian Trail, I've kind of adopted some of those techniques that these people learn over months and months of hiking thousands of miles, and started to just look at my own gear weights. And I was looking to reduce my gear weight from carrying traditional 30, 40, 50-pound backpacks, and now I'm usually on a multi-day trip. I'm carrying usually no more than 22 pounds or so.
Wow, amazing. Okay, so that was a nice segue to my next question, which is about the specific fiber you're using to make all that possible. Was Cuban fiber the door opener for your relatively new business?
I stumbled across Cuban fiber a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago, and saw a real advantage to that material in the outdoors. Basically, finding a fabric that is 100% waterproof and reinforced with the strongest fibers in the world, I saw a real advantage to that material in the outdoor space.
Okay, wonderful. Given its focus on tech fibers, I would have assumed the outdoor industry would have created lightweight, durable gear well before 2009 when you started your company. But I could be mistaken. So was there really a niche opportunity?
The outdoor industry has tried creating lightweight products. I feel that the advancements in materials just has not been there in the past. And you know, with these modern materials, I mean, they're considerably more expensive. They are made in the U.S. And, you know, these modern materials, I think, is really helping elevate the idea of lightweight and the durability that goes along with lightweight products. It's kind of been a misnomer in the past that lightweight products are just not durable, and we are here to change that.
Wonderful. And then, as I had said in your introduction, and as I had read, you are manufacturing entirely out of Maine. Why Maine? Other parts of the country, especially the South, have historic ties to the textile industry, so why did you go up to New England to manufacture?
Well, being an East Coast boy, and as my ties to Maine, as I've mentioned earlier, I see a real advantage to being in Maine. Maine has a real outdoor kind of aura around it. And, you know, there's really not many outdoor companies based in Maine. I mean, we've got one big one up there. But, I see a real advantage. And we also moved into the town of Biddeford, Maine, which used to be one of the largest textile mills in the country. So we're, you know, bringing back jobs to that area, and we're helping revitalize a town that was hit hard when a lot of manufacturing went overseas.
Wonderful. Thanks for that. And what did you hope to gain when you applied to the Telluride Foundation's initiative, Telluride Venture Accelerator? You know, Hyperlite already seems to be on a roll. You've got global distribution. You've been written up in major industry magazines. So why did you apply?
I'm always looking to, you know, for the next step. I'm always searching for new ways to learn. And I'm always looking to surround myself with people that have more experience and that are even smarter than I am. So I thought this was a great opportunity to work with industry professionals and people that have kind of gone through this and, walked the road of entrepreneurism. And I thought there would be a, you know, major advantage to be, you know, kind of working and participating in a program like this.
Wonderful. Having lived in Telluride now for a very little while, could you describe your experience to date? Have your experiences so far met your expectations?
Absolutely. Given Telluride's location, the mountains, and the community here, I mean, there's just a ton of people that are outdoor oriented and, you know, high profile athletes, and it's just a great place for an outdoor gear company to kind of work through a program like this and, you know, work with people in a wonderful environment, and everything to date has been exceeded my expectations. I'm excited to be here, and I look forward to continuing to work through the program and meeting all the professional and athletes that are associated with this town.
Wonderful. And a little birdie told me that you already have some local distribution, that you're going to, some of your packs are going to be available at Jagged Edge. Is that so?
That is so. Yes, they are currently putting together their first order, and we already have a bit of an inside track there. One of the buyers from the store has been using one of our products for over a year now and is excited about it, and they are excited to get our products in the door. So we are very excited to work with the company and see our products right here in Telluride.
Wonderful. This has been Susan Vibrock. Again, I've been speaking with Mike St-Pierre of Hyperlite Mountain Gear in town as part of the Telluride Venture Accelerator's inaugural campaign. So thank you very much, Mike, for taking time out of your schedule and developing your new business to talk with me.
Susan, it was a great pleasure, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.